For you podcast listeners out there, you may know Earlon Woods as the host of a revolutionary podcast, Ear Hustle. It's a podcast that tells the stories of inmates at the San Quentin State Prison. And it's remarkable because it's told from the inside. This Thanksgiving, Earlon had something to be especially thankful for.
After 21 years in prison, Governor Brown, the great governor of California,
absolutely
decided that I served enough time in California State Prison, and he commuted my sentence to be released forthwith, immediately, right now. It's time to go.
Time for E to walk out that gate.
Time to walk out that gate.
Earlon was sentenced to 31 years to life for attempted second-degree robbery. He was serving his time at the San Quentin State Prison. And here's Earlon calling his mother to tell her the news that his sentence had been commuted.
Hey, Mama, it finally came. They commuted my sentence today. So that
means...
Yes, that means
you're... Oh, my God, I get to have a man around the house.
Oh, sadly, I'm not coming back to sit down south. No. I paroled to Oakland, but I'll be down there, but I paroled to Oakland.
Oh, well, I'll be in Oakland.
Yes. So,
Uncle's coming home.
Joining us to discuss the podcast and what comes next for Earlon Woods is Nigel Poor, co-host and producer of Ear Hustle. Nigel, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
This is great. So exciting. Incredible news. Tell us the moment when he first found out, when Earlon first found out that his sentence would be commuted.
Well, it's been a long process. He's been working on it for almost a year. So, you know, there's been a lot of waiting and kind of false hopes and stuff. But I can tell you about the moment he got the phone call where he knew it was actually going to happen. We were down in the media lab working on our next episode. And we heard the phone ring, and when his name was called, we knew it was only for one reason, which was that the governor's office was calling him to give him the news. And there was a huge shout of joy that went up in the media lab, lots of excitement. And then Earlon and I scrambling to get the portable recorder ready so we could record the process.
What was your reaction? You've been working with Earlon for quite some time. I mean, how did you feel about his sentence being commuted?
It was just amazing. And actually just hearing you play that tape brings it all back, hearing the excitement in his voice, hearing his mother. You know, it's a kind of excitement and pleasure that's really hard to describe because it seemed so impossible for a long time that his sentence would actually change. So, I mean, but we've been doing a lot of things that are seemingly impossible. So we had a lot of hope and we've got a lot of excitement about the future and what it's going to bring for Earlon and what it's going to bring for Ear Hustle.
You guys did an episode of the podcast called So Long, and you did exit interviews with people who are about to get out of prison. And we really learned from this episode some of the challenges that people say they're going to face on the outside. And here's Earlon talking about some of those challenges.
What do you think are some of the most difficult challenges they are going to face out there?
If they don't have housing,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Employment, because a lot of times you're supposed to get a job before you get out.
Right.
You know,
impossible.
It's impossible. But you may know somebody that knows somebody to say, I'll give them a So I think that is going to be tough for guys.
There's definitely going to be challenges, but fingers crossed.
No fingers crossed. These guys are going to survive. They're going to make it.
So we've talked a lot on this show and just in terms of criminal justice reform, generally speaking, that these are real concerns. There are housing limitations. There are employment limitations, depending on where you are. So what's the reality that's waiting for Earlon on the other side?
Well, Earlon is in, I think, a much better situation than most people. So we work with PRX and Radiotopia. They produce our podcast. And they'll be hiring Earlon when he gets out of prison to continue to work on Ear Hustle. So he has a great job waiting for him. He also has housing that's been set up by a really great organization called Restore. So he's set. But I can't say that's the case for a lot of people who get out. I mean, finding a job, as he said, is incredibly difficult. Finding housing, especially in the Bay Area, is a challenge. So I'm really happy for Earlon. But of course, we, you know, both of us think about what will happen for other people who get out. And in fact, as we move forward with Ear Hustle, that's one of the areas we're really going to talk about, is what is the reentry process like for most people and what are the challenges and the everyday stories of that.
I want to ask you about the future of Ear Hustle in just a second. Mm-hmm. But interestingly, in that same episode we just played a clip from, Earlonne and you were talking about how much movement there's been at San Quentin. And it seems like there are lots of people getting out earlier than they expected. We know that Governor Jerry Brown has granted more pardons in California than any governor since the 1940s. Are you seeing real changes in sentencing laws and a more of an increased effort to get people out of these sentences that just seem endless?
Well, I am not a policy person, so what I have to say is just anecdotal. I haven't necessarily seen a change in the sentencing laws, but there has been quite an exodus of people from San Quentin, you know, specifically from San Quentin, with Jerry Brown doing the commutations. We worked down in the media lab, and there's been so many men over the last year who have been getting out. So it does feel like a change. I don't know if it's a policy change. But I do believe that, you know, obviously it's clear Governor Brown is commuting a lot of people.
I want to talk a little bit about San Quentin itself. I've reported in a jail before. It's not easy to get access to these spaces, particularly to set up an entire podcast and have it go for this long. What was that process like to get San Quentin to agree to do this?
Yes, we always want to make clear that San Quentin is very different from other prisons. There's so many programs that happen in there. So the administration is comfortable with people coming in and out. And I was volunteering inside the prison for quite a few years before we started the podcast. And, you know, I made it my business to get to know people and get support of the administration. And Lieutenant Sam Robinson, who is the public information officer there, is incredibly supportive of these various programs. And without him, we couldn't do it. But I always tell people that it takes three P's to work in prison, and that's patience, politeness, and persistence. And without those three things, you're not going to survive there, because you aren't necessarily anyone's priority. You know, you have to make things happen on someone else's schedule. And we've just been really determined to do this and made kind of our dream come true in there. But I don't know how easy it would be inside of other institutions.
I'm curious also with the host, at least the co-host, going on to this next chapter in his life, what happens inside San Quentin with Ear Hustle? Is there someone else who might want to take over? Are there other folks who are interested in working on the podcast and doing other podcasts perhaps?
Yes. So we went through a hiring process, and we have a new co-host that will be coming on to work with me inside the prison. And Earlonne and I will continue to work together doing reentry stories. So Ear Hustle will be changing direction, but it will definitely be continuing with new people, but Earlonne also staying on.
Nigel Poor is the co-host and producer of the podcast Ear Hustle. Her co-host, Earlonne Woods, served 21 years inside San Quentin State Prison, and last week, his sentence was commuted by California Governor Jerry Brown. Nigel, thanks so much, and best of luck with the new show.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.